Okay, here we are. Thanks for joining us again for another Folkin.com interview.
Is it on?
It is on and we're running and I'm really surprised because I think, yeah, that's funny. Because I never usually switch it on, do I? Thanks,
You've
Dave.
You've never switched it on in the past for me.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, that's terrific for reminding me to check that. We didn't expect this, but we're really pleased because we've got you and it's a pleasure because we've spoken to you for a few years now.
Well, it's it's an honour to have you here and keep plugging us because we need all the help we can get.
Yeah.
The older you get, the more difficult it is.
Yeah. And Dave, they say there's a book in everybody.
Can you rephrase that? Hang on, me hearing that. A book in it. Sorry, yeah. A book. Well, my book's fantastic. I'm really pleased with it. I only have to sell another 50 copies and I've broken even.
You've done it.
Oh, right, okay, cool.
Which is good because, I need money.
That's right, yeah, as you get
the nursing home's getting closer.
Well, you know, when you reach 60, it's always going to be difficult, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? I mean, I've got, 8 years to go, but, it must be, terrible. I think I said before, actually, when I talked to you last time, and I'm not going to make you feel awful, but I think I was 3 when you joined the band.
And how old were you when you first heard Hungarian Rhapsody?
About 10, I think.
I mean, my song, Hungarian. Now, I'm not known for my songwriting capabilities, unlike a lot of the people that are here this weekend, like Brian Wilson, who was absolutely amazing.
Wasn't he great? The band behind Brian as well.
Incredible.
They were just amazing. There's tight bands and there's tight bands, isn't
there? It was just incredible. Oh. It doesn't get any better, And the harmonies and everything, it's just, because I've been doing this festival for years, I kind of started it.
Yeah.
And it's such an honour to have somebody like Brian Wilson on our stage.
Yeah.
It's like having a McCartney in terms of his, being such an iconic figure. It's just fantastic for me.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to get him? Have you, it's been years?
Well, we've been trying to get him for a few years. Yeah, Gareth, luckily, was the person that managed to seal it. Gareth Williams, who kind of runs all this, does all the hard work behind Croppredy. The problem with Croppredy, it's like we don't have enough funds, to attract a headliner like Brian Wilson. That's all our dosh gone.
Yeah.
You can only have one headliner.
Yeah.
There's like 14 of them coming from America. You try and book a headliner, but you hang about for waiting for people to say yes or no. You can only approach one person at a time, because if you approach more than one and they all say, yeah, we're doing it, then we've had it. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's very difficult nowadays, and there are so many festivals, and this is not a winch, I'm not complaining, it's it's brilliant that we got Brian, but we waited for months and months to actually get a headliner this year, and that was why we were late advertising
wasn't it? Yeah.
Because you can't advertise the bill until you've got it all there, you're waiting for people, People think, it's easy. It isn't easy.
Even with the draw of you guys, that must make it a little bit easier. Because
the Fairports aren't on the draw. We're not a drawing band. We don't get...
For the festival, I think that people... It's such a great big thing now, and everyone knows how lovely it is. The chances are, if you're asked to play Croppredy against another one, then maybe you would, if it was a big band, you'd maybe plump for Croppredy, I would imagine.
Well,
it's a bit of that, surely, yeah?
Yeah, for us, all the bands that play here love it. They're all the Levellers love it, We put lots of great bands on and people that you've never heard of, like Smith and, the duo that started
Smith and Brewer, they were great, weren't they?
Unbelievable.
Really?
They're just fantastic.
Yeah.
And thanks to Ralph McTell, because he discovered those guys. And he had them supporting him at his Palladium show.
Yeah.
And my friend Keith booked them for my birthday party. A friend of mine, he booked them to entertain us at my birthday party. And it was just fantastic. They came in with the two acoustic guitars, There's some great people and you get the chance to book people like the Midnight Sky Racer, not just because they're beautiful girls, but they've... Monster players.
Yeah,
it's just
fantastic.
As good as it gets.
Yeah.
That Dobro player, to play that so in tune,
Yeah, they're awful things, not broken.
It's incredible, you know.
Yeah.
That's a great thing about having your own festival. You can book all these people, but the irony of it is you have to follow them all.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And they're all so bloody good.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
the problem,
think,
isn't it?
On, it's us.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. That's a bit worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But Croppredy, you know, it's my life. I've spent my whole life. This is my life, actually. Croppredy,
yeah, of course.
Doing all this, you know.
Yeah. And does a lot of the Croppredy stories, I guess, go into the book?
Yeah, there's a few Croppredy stories in there. There's a very good story about a minor bird in there, which is related to Croppredy. You have to get the book to read it.
Yeah.
And I can't give you a copy of it, sadly, because they're all in there. And I've given away about 50 so far this weekend. I'm frightened to go and get any more books because everybody wants one.
Yeah,
but it's not just me, it's Nigel Schofield who's done all the work on it. All the big words are Nigel's. You know, I do the dots.
Yeah.
The commas and the dots in the wrong places.
Tell me about this book, because I know a lot of people write books and they don't, I know you wouldn't ever do it, but they do hardly anything. They say, yeah, I've written a book, and they don't know what, half the time, what's in them, because they've got a ghostwriter to do it.
Yeah, well, Nigel has, it's hardly, it's kind of a bit like that. I've kept, because I have so many stories, which, you know, I've told you
I
about
know the crumbling
when I shat myself.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, yeah.
You know, you've had the truth and broadcasted it. Thank you very much, Darren.
Sorry about that.
You know, people know that I shat myself.
There's not many people that have a video of you riding a rocking horse at home, either, are
you? But, you know, so people go, you should put all this down. So over the years, I've written little notes to myself about what I should put in the book, you know, and thought, one day I will do this, but Nigel's kind of convinced me to do it, because I knew if I got Nigel to put my ramblings into English, it would be actually be quite funny, which it has turned out to be incredibly funny. So he came to our house in Brittany, where Ellen, my partner, and myself live. He came for a month and we'd spend, you know, a couple of hours a day, and I'd just rabbit away, and we'd talk about stuff, and then he put it all into words.
You've probably got enough for another book, haven't you? You must have so many stories.
Well, this book doesn't have any dirt on anybody. It's like everybody comes out of it like being bloody saints, you know, they're all saints. But, you know, now I've got, you know, all the guys in the band for them. What he's going to say about us.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all like, there's a lot of trepidation about it, about what I've written about them. It's all glowing. So they're all like really reassured now, and they're all going, it's a great book, Peggy, it's great. You know, the next one.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Part of the plan is lull them into a false sense of security.
Exactly.
And then start bringing out the blackmail. So, you know, if you show up a few quid, you go, well, do you want me to write this story or what?
I had to wait till Swarb had gone, bless him, and he died on June the 3rd, 2016, which is when I said, right, the book can come out now, because I knew, you know, some of the funniest things in there are about Swarb.
Yeah.
Nigel's, he's just a genius guy and a great chef, you know. He won a scholarship for St John's in Oxford, you know. It's just so bright. He knows everything about everything. So it's a real honour to get somebody like that doing things. You know, he's made it possible for me to get that out.
Yeah. So you suppose you needed that in a way to sort of.
Like, I wouldn't have done it on my own. I could. You know, it would be too much for me. Martin Allcott, bless him, is writing his book. He's desperately trying to finish it off, Martin.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, and he said there's nothing bad about me in it.
I don't believe that for a minute, because I know I was speaking to him on Facebook, because, you know, there was a little petition going around. We spoke about this yesterday. Yeah. I've got to get it in. 25th anniversary, Rick Saunders cut hand, Chris Leslie steps in. Martin Allcott does the best Echo Delay intro, Pink Floyd Gone Mad, Tomato Grows ever.
Oh, the Metal Matty.
The Metal Matty.
Well, hopefully he's doing it tomorrow night.
Oh, wow, that would be great.
We've just been so pleased, because when I was talking to Martin, and I said, I'm so pleased you're playing, but can we have a cranked up version of metal?
Oh, he said,
I said it in the other interview, he said, style petition. So we, I don't know whether it happened.
No, that's good. No, he said, you know, there is a petition. But, well, obviously, like Mart's intro to Matty is...
It's legendary.
It's the same as Chris Leslie's banjo one. It's like one that people remember. It's like, it's not just playing a riff or whatever. Mark made a big statement with his metal thing. That was what Mark does. He has that element. You know, Mark's a monster musician.
Oh, he's amazing.
He's
I don't think there's an instrument he can't play.
No, and he you know, apart from that, you know, not just the playing, but writing down music and stuff. You know, Mark's just a phenomenal musician. He's somebody I really admire. Yeah.
It was a great thing for Jeff Rotel, wasn't it, all those years ago?
Yeah, apart from getting to places on time and getting up in the morning. Ian Anderson bought him so many watches and alarm clocks, and, you know, in the end the alarm went off, and, you know, that's, you know, one of the reasons Mark didn't continue with Jeff Rotel, because he would keep everybody waiting.
Yeah.
You know, there are many musicians that do that, but you don't do that to Ian Anderson, because Ian's kind of in control. Yeah. This is not detrimental to Mark, he just drinks excessively, as I did.
Yeah.
But, you know...
we all do, really.
I don't know, I mean, sitting there drinking coffee, I mean, there is...
Yeah, but didn't you have a few last night? Because I'm on it.
I didn't have much to drink last night. Well, during the day, I had enormous quantities of alcohol. But tonight I'm having an early night. The thing about, we do our warm-up gigs in Banbury, and I live 2 minutes from the club, you know, the Trades and Labour, which is fantastic. But everybody comes back to our house afterwards.
Oh, dear.
You know, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and it takes it out of you. This is, nowadays... When I used to run the festival with Christine, my ex-missus, that was just, you wouldn't believe
it. I don't know how you did it.
I'd have like 2 hours sleep a night for the week before. And it was before the, you know, the internet. It was before mobile phones.
Yeah.
Everything was done by post. And what you went through the week, property week, it was like the happiest time for me was getting on stage. It was like going on holiday.
Yeah, because you obviously had to go around on your bike and see all the neighbours and make sure.
I did go around on my bike. Yeah, my bike used to be outside our caravan, and I'd use my bike to get up to the gates.
I'm still trying to get over the night I had with you. with Jackie, when she drove, I felt like a train had gone over my head.
Oh, right.
We did some skittles and stuff, didn't we? There was a competition with us.
In Chipping Norton.
Yeah, Chipping Norton.
That pub's now a block of flats and stuff, Oh, we used to do that, we'd have like competition with us.
That's right. Yeah.
But, you know, Cropredy is great. There's so many kind of stuff. I could write a book about Cropredy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
you could call it Cropredy Capers, and you're there, aren't you?
I could, It's been used before, but, you know, everything's been used.
I can't wait to get your book and have a read of it.
Well, I'm sorry I can't give you...
No, we're going to buy one, so that's unfair.
I feel bad because it's Nigel as well, you know.
Yeah, of course.
We're on like 50-50. I've given like 50 away. I'll pay for it in the end, you know.
Well, I think we're better let
on
you
that
go.
Note, yeah, you look very tired. You're going to get some kip, have a little bit of levellers.
Well,
and
you're enjoying yourself. So
we're in a wonderful time. We always do. And so pleased we could catch up with you.
I'm sorry if it's a bit of a boring conversation.
It's never possible. Boring with you. Don't be daft. That could ever be boring. Did you?
No.
On that note, Dave, very much for talking to us, Dave Peck. It's been a pleasure. Thanks very much, mate.